Today is a very auspicious occasion, a joyous festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra. In Kali Yuga, people are so fallen that they do not come to the temple to see the Lord. But the Lord is so kind that he leaves the temple to see the people and give them his benediction that they may awaken to Krishna consciousness, engage in loving devotional service, and ultimately return to their eternal home with Krishna. So it is a wonderful opportunity for devotees and people in general to get the mercy of the Lord. Jagannath Rath Yatra was celebrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri in a special mood, and we, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also observe the Rath Yatra in the same mood. Lord Chaitanya, in his internal identity, is Krishna himself, but he has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani and with the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Inside he is Shyam, but outside he is Gaura. And specifically, he came to relish the feelings of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna after Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura and then Dwarka. So there's a lot of feelings of separation in the celebration of Rath Yatra in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Jagannath is Krishna, but he's also in separation. Lord Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka or at Kurukshetra. Neelachal is taken to be Dwarka or Kurukshetra. And Sundarachal, which is the destination of the Rath Yatra, the Gundicha temple, Sundarachal is taken as the representation of Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath is also in the mood of separation. Krishna in Dwarka in the mood of separation. And when Krishna was in Dwarka, he felt intense separation from Vrindavan and his devotees there. Sometimes in the middle of the night, he would wake up and he would be calling the names of his cowherd boyfriends or even the cows whom he used to tend. So it was apparent to the residents of Dwarka that there was something very special about this place, Vrindavan, and about the devotees there. How could they have so much influence over Krishna that even in Dwarka, even in the royal splendor of his palaces, even in his quarters with his queens, he was thinking of his beloved friends in Vrindavan. So the devotees in Dwarka wanted to find out what is this special place, Vrindavan, and who are these special devotees. And there was one person in Dwarka who had been in Vrindavan with Krishna and Balaram when they enjoyed their childhood pastimes there. And that was Mother Rohini. So the residents of Dwarka wanted to hear from Mother Rohini, what is this special attraction of Vrindavan and Krishna's friends there, that he's always thinking of them, even in our embrace. So Mother Rohini agreed to speak with them. She met with the ladies in a hall, but they didn't want to be interrupted during this very important meeting. And so Subhadra was posted outside the door to make sure that no one would enter and disturb them. But Subhadra also wanted to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So she kept her ear to the door to listen. And by hearing of the loving affairs of Krishna and the devotees in Vrindavan, she melted in ecstasy and assumed that feature that we see of Lady Subhadra in Rath Yatra. After some time, Krishna and Balaram also came, and they saw Subhadra with her ear to the door, exhibiting such ecstatic features. So they thought, let us also hear. And when they put their ears to the door and heard of their own pastimes with the residents of Vrindavan, they also became ecstatic and assumed the features of Jagannath and Baladev that we see in their deities. So that is one explanation of their special ecstatic features and the special ecstatic mood that they exhibit, especially during Rath Yatra. But today, because our time is limited, I thought to discuss a very limited period of time during which Lord Chaitanya felt special feelings of separation. And that is the period of about 15 days between Snan Yatra and Rath Yatra. 15 days before the Rath Yatra is Snan Yatra. In the Snan Yatra, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are brought into public view on one of the terraces of the Jagannath temple in Puri, and they are bathed. And it is said that during the bathing ceremony, they catch colds, and therefore they are taken into seclusion for 15 days, during which they are served hand and foot by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. She prepares special medicinal infusions to help them recover from their colds. And these medicinal infusions are represented by varieties of fruit juice. And during this period, repairs are made to the bodies of the deities. That is called Navayovana. The bodies of the deities are repaired. Navayovana means ever fresh, ever youthful. Now, when Lord Chaitanya was in Puri, he felt intense separation from Krishna, from Lord Jagannath. When he would see Lord Jagannath in the temple, he would see Krishna, Shamsundar. And he lived to meet Krishna in the form of Jagannath in the temple. So during the 15-day period of Anusvar, when the deities are in seclusion, Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation increased many times over, because he could not even see his beloved Lord in the temple. And the feelings of separation were so intense, he could not bear to remain in Puri. So he walked the 14 miles to a place called Alarnath, or in Bengali, Alalarnath, in an area called Brahmagiri. The area is called Brahmagiri because it is said that in Satva Yuga, Lord Brahma came and installed this deity there, Alarnath. Now that deity is a four-handed Vishnu form. And this raises a very important question. How is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who knew no one but Krishna, Shamsundar, how is it that in his most intense feelings of separation, he went to Alarnath, see the deity of Vishnu. We read yesterday when Vallabhabhatta wanted to read his explanation of the holy name of Krishna to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that, I know only that Krishna is Shamsundara. I know nothing else. So how is it that he chose to go to Alarna? Furthermore, when he arrived in Alarnath and saw the deity, he offered prostrated obeisances, and the stone slab under him melted. In fact, even today, if pilgrims go to the temple of Alarnath, they can see the stone that melted in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fell prostrate before the deities. Now, in the Jagannath temple in Neelachal, there are imprints of Lord Chaitanya's fingers on the Garuda Stamba, because he would always stand there and he would keep his hand on the Garuda Stamba. And there are imprints of his feet on the floor where he would repeatedly stand when he came to see the deity of Lord Jagannath. But here, just by falling prostrate once, the whole stone slab on the floor melted. This is unprecedented. In 1918, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited Alarnath. And of course, then it was like a jungle. It was not built up like it is now. And one day he went out. The devotees assumed he was going to heed the call of nature, and they expected he would be back in some minutes. But he didn't come back. Hours passed, and he didn't come back. So his disciples became very concerned. What happened to Guru Maharaj? And they went out to search for him. They looked everywhere in that thick jungle, and they couldn't find him. Eventually, they met. And they asked Guru Maharaj, what happened to you? And he disclosed very confidentially that he had, these devotees usually don't talk like this, but because it's a special occasion. But he had seen Krishna. Krishna had shown himself to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and then disappeared. And so Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was overwhelmed with feelings of separation from Krishna. And he was searching everywhere in that forest for Krishna. Now, this was a very unusual event for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to have darshan of Krishna, and then for Krishna to disappear, and then for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta to be searching for him in the mood of separation. Why did that happen at Alarnath, the place of four-handed Vishnu form installed by Lord Brahma? There's a confidential answer that relates to Krishna's pastimes. During the springtime rasa dance at Govardhan, Krishna disappeared, indicating that he wanted to be alone with Srimati Radharani. But he disappeared, and naturally all the gopis, the young damsels of Raja, they became mad in separation from Krishna. And so they were looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna, in the meantime, had hidden himself in a bush. And when he saw the gopis searching for him with so much love and affection, he also felt love in his heart for them. And also they saw him. They saw him hiding in the bush. So what to do? So Krishna assumed a four-armed Vishnu form and stood before the gopis. They had seen something in the bush, but you know they couldn't see exactly who it was or what it was. So as they came close, they saw Lord Narayan is standing there. But they were not interested in Lord Narayan. They were interested in Krishna. So they offered respects. This isn't Krishna. This is Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We were looking for Krishna. So they offered respects to Lord Narayan and asked him to bless them that they may find Krishna. That was their only interest, Krishna. No interest in Lord Narayan. Then, after some time, Srimati Radharani came. And Krishna thought he'll play the same joke on her. And he will stand with his four hands, with a conch shell, lotus, disc, and club. But the power of Srimati Radharani's love was so great that Krishna could not maintain his four-armed form. He dropped his extra two hands and resumed his original form of Krishna with two hands. This incident shows the unique love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna, exalted even beyond the love of the other gopis, who are all on the highest level of love for Krishna. So this place, Alanath, is considered to be the same as Paita. Paita is the place at Govardhan where Krishna assumed that four-handed form. And the deity of Alarnath is Krishna. Internally, it's Krishna, but assuming the form of Lord Narayana. And the pujaris who have been worshipping in a line since the time of Lord Brahma admit that in their worship they use very confidential mantras for Krishna, the lover of Radharani. So the deity is actually Krishna, but playing as Lord Narayana. And that place is filled with that mood of separation. Paita is filled with that mood of separation of the gopis looking for Krishna and Srimati Radharani looking for Krishna. And therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, he was already in the mood of separation because he couldn't see Lord Jagannath during the Anusvar. And then finally, he saw Krishna. Although he was playing as Lord Narayana, he saw Krishna. And thus he offered obeisances and the heat of his ecstatic love melted the stone. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he experienced that intense ecstatic separation from Krishna. So it is a place of separation. Puri itself is a place of separation, Vipralamba, as we discussed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani was feeling separation from Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath was feeling separation from Srimati Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan. So it is a place of Vipralamba, the place for crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani is crying for Krishna. And Jagannath is crying for Vrindavan and his beloved devotees there. So, after the 15 days of the Anusvar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return to Puri for the Rath Yatra. And it was, you can imagine his joy upon seeing Lord Jagannath after 15 days of separation. I mean, his mood of separation was yugaitam nimishena chaksusa pravishayitam sunyayitam jagatsarvam govinda virahena mevat. In separation from Govinda, one moment felt like 12 years or more, felt like a yuga. The gopis' ecstatic love for Krishna was such that when their eyes blinked, that momentary blinking of the eyes during which they were unable to see Krishna, that felt like ages. So 15 days was an inconceivably long time for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, when he would see Lord Jagannath in Neelachal, it was like seeing Krishna in Dwarka or Kurukshetra. And so in the mood of Radharani, he wanted to bring Lord Jagannath to Sundarachal, to Vrindavan. And that is a topic that we've discussed before. But I would like to read a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about this very special period of Anaswar. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 1, The Later Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Text 122. Anasvare Jagannathera Napana Darshana Virahe Alalanatha Karila Gamana. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not see him, felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place known as Alalanath. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Alalanath is also known as Brahmagiri. This place is about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There is a temple of Jagannath there. At the present moment, a police station and post office are situated there, because so many people come to see the temple. Actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established a temple just next to the Alanath temple, where there are deities of Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra. The word Anasvar is used when Sri Jagannath Ji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath is supposed to become sick. He is therefore removed to his private apartment, where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath deity. This is called Navayovana. During the Rathayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. Text 123. Bhaktasane dinakata tahani rahila Godera Bhakta Aise Samachara Paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for some days at Alalanath. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received news that all the devotees from Bengal were coming to Jagannath Puri. When the devotees from Bengal arrived at Jagannath Puri, both Nityananda Prabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya greatly endeavored to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Jagannath Puri. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally left Alalanath to return to Jagannath Puri, he was overwhelmed both day and night due to separation from Jagannath. His lamentation knew no bounds. During this time, all the devotees from different parts of Bengal, and especially from Navadvip, arrived in Jagannath Puri. Text 126. Sabe mile yukti kare kirtanaram vila kirtanaveshe prabhura manastira haila. After due consideration, all the devotees began chanting the holy name congregationally. Lord Chaitanya's mind was thus pacified by the ecstasy of the chanting. Purport. Being absolute, Lord Jagannath is identical in person, form, picture, kirtan, and all other circumstances. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he was pacified. Previously, he had been feeling very morose due to separation from Jagannath. The conclusion is that whenever a kirtan of pure devotees takes place, the Lord is immediately present. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, we associate with the Lord personally. So this verse gives us instructions how we can feel the presence of the Lord which will remove all feelings of distress if we're fortunate, we will feel morose due to separation from the Lord. If we're not so advanced, we may feel upset for other reasons. But even then, if we take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, we can be pacified. I have a godbrother, a senior godbrother named Gurudas Prabhu, who lives in San Francisco now. And for some time, he and his good wife, Yamuna Devi, served in London. And he would say sometimes, you know, he would get upset with some devotee, maybe even with his wife, and he would be holding it in him that he was upset and felt hurt and angry. But he said when he would go in the kirtan, it would all go away. Even if he tried to hold on to it, he couldn't hold on to it. It would all go away. So this is a good instruction for us, that if we're upset, either in feelings of separation from the Lord or the devotees, or for whatever reason, but if we take shelter of the holy name as chanted by pure devotees, we can experience the Lord's presence and the presence of the devotees, and thus be pacified. Because the Lord is never alone, he's always accompanied by his associates. So when we chant the holy name and invoke the presence of Krishna, we don't mean Krishna alone, but Krishna with his other devotees. So even if we feel separation from some devotee or devotees, we can also feel their presence through kirtan, through chanting the holy name of the Lord in the way of pure devotees. So this is very significant. Whatever situation we're in, we can take shelter of the holy name and be pacified, is the exact word here. Stira Haila. Mana Stira Haila. His mind became pacified. Kirtana Aveshe. The ecstasy of kirtan. So we will be doing both simultaneously. We'll be seeing Lord Jagannath, and we'll also be chanting the holy names of Krishna, who is Lord Jagannath. And we may be in that mood. We can remember these pastimes, be in that mood of Lord Chaitanya, who wanted to drag Krishna back to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. And then after the procession, there will be a festival in the park with kirtan, katha, and prasad. So it will be a wonderful occasion. To devotees who are listening to us on the radio or the internet, if you are close enough and are able, we invite you to come for the Rath Yatra festival. The procession begins here at the temple in East Dallas. I think we're asking everyone to assemble at 1 so that the procession can leave at 2. To those who are in far distant places, we pray that Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra and their associates will send their mercy to you wherever you are. And to those who are close enough geographically to attend, but who circumstantially are unable to attend, we also pray that Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra and their servants will send their mercy to you. And if there, by chance, there are some obstacles in your way, we pray that the obstacles will be removed very quickly, and that very soon you will attain the shelter of Lord Jagannath and his servants. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Itai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.